you know, if that's predominantly going to be done in these mass vaccination centres, 34 centres, we're talking about, you know, 30,000 vaccines a day. So that's over 1,000 vaccines every day, 7 days a week in each of these centres. So we need lots of people, lots of medical people, administrators. And, you know, so some of the red tape that comes with government applications just slows this all up. So they started a recruitment campaign last week. So I went online to try and volunteer for that. I'm a GP in Donegal, so I've done Garda vetting. You know, I do vaccines all the time, but I'm still being asked to go through the entire process, including submitting things like birth certs, CVs, references, photo IDs, and that all just slows up the process.
And effectively what you're saying is at a time when we need to be getting people into the centres to do the vaccinations, we could find ourselves spending weeks and weeks and weeks just waiting to get the staff there. And you don't believe that level of bureaucracy is actually necessary in this case?
I don't think so. I think, like, you know, time is lives here. We need to get this going. We need to be available. What we want is to get as many vaccines to as many people as possible, as soon as possible. This came up this morning because it came out that of the 75,000 people who applied to be on call for Ireland last year and who went through the process of submitting an application and Garda vetting, only 330 of those were actually recruited. And of the other 74,000+, any of them who now want to be available to vaccinate have to go through the application process all over again.